So welcome in the Iron Man of the Sports Animal, Mr. Jake Trotter. What's up, Jake?
Dusty, Mark, I got to say, that last segment was one of the best ones that I've heard on the Monsters of Midday. That was really funny. Good job.
Thank you.
Wow. Where's the is it a Marconi, Mark?
You know what the deal is with Jake?
Submit that.
After watching a couple of Big 12 baseball games today, I've immediately become more infatuated with the home run and the strikeout. Are you sure you're just not a star for entertainment?
You know, I haven't actually watched either of the games. I've been working and kind of paying attention to them. Nice win for the Sooners. Bullpen.
You're covering the games, but you're not paying attention?
No, I'm not covering the games. I'm just paying attention. That's all.
3-1 win today, by the way, for the Oklahoma Sooners over the Texas Longhorns. Go ahead, Jake. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what? 3-1, and then I think OSU's up 1-0 early on Tech. You know what I'm actually covering is it's going to be on our airwaves, the Super Regional in Norman this weekend, and then I've got the Women's College World Series next weekend. First time I will have ever covered that event, and kind of looking forward to it. So.
You know who else is going to be there covering the Women's College World Series, don't you?
Is that you?
No, it's not me. I mean, yes, this is me talking to you.
This is Dusty Dvorak with Jessica Mendoza.
Yeah.
Well, Adam Amin. Adam Amin. He's my mini-me, but Adam Amin. Yeah, for like 10 days. Remember, I told you we were going to try to incorporate you as our sideline analyst. This is a good opportunity. Rub some shoulders. Adam's got some stroke at the company. Try
to help
me out.
Look at that rise ball. Oh, my gosh.
Are you going to dinner or lunch?
What do you think about that, Dusty? I'm sure we'll have several dinners. Yeah, absolutely.
Can I get the invite to one of those?
I'll see what I can do. No!
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
That sounded
of course, you're always it. Of course,
optimistic.
Of course,
yeah. All right. Well,
of course,
I mean,
you're invited.
I don't want to go somewhere I'm not invited, but you know,
I just don't know how Adam feels about Greeks. That's the problem.
We'll take
Adam,
you to the county line.
We'll find out. I mean, if he doesn't like Greeks,
it's not open anymore.
Work, but yeah.
Hey, no, I do have a real question for you. Can you give us any update? And I saw a tweet from Cody Stavenhagen about Kyler Murray, but he did have a little twinge, I believe, sliding into second. Nothing to worry about there, correct?
You know, a lot of interesting things about Kyler Murray today. So, first of all, he had an RBI single early on in the game against Texas. Tweaked his hammy trying to steal second. He was seen in the dugout icing it. I would imagine he's probably done for the tournament with the hope that he would be back next week. I didn't see anybody say anything post-game. I think that just kind of would have happened in here in the last hour. But I think more interesting, Keith Law updated his big board for the baseball draft coming up next week. And Kyler Murray, number 38 overall. Keith Law says that he thinks that Murray has the potential to be an above-average center fielder. And then he threw in this tidbit, which I mean, maybe my head's been in the sand. But he said the reason Kyler wasn't drafted out of high school was that he refused to take the mandatory drug test before the draft. So a couple interesting tidbits related to Kyler Murray and his baseball career.
That's salacious.
You trying to infer something, Jake?
I'm sorry?
Surely that's not the only reason.
You're not trying to infer something that he dodged the draft?
I'm not inferring anything. I'm just saying Keith Law wrote that. I mean, I don't know. I have no inside info on that.
So that means he backed him up. Didn't he have him up to 36? So he's headed the other direction.
He backed him up two spots from 36 to 38. Basically, he's at the same range. He basically has him being a compensatory first-round pick, which, again, is in the $2 million range at the very least.
I want to thank God that we're all not conducting Major League or not responsible for producing Major League Baseball mock drafts right now. I'm glad my job is better than that.
You and me both.
You know,
I don't have strong conviction.
Yeah, go ahead, Dusty.
Just say I don't have strong conviction on it, but I still would say I think he's at least going to play next year at Oklahoma, play football. Even listening to what you said again, I don't. I wouldn't put money on it. I don't feel great about it, but that's I would still lean that direction. I do think he's still going to want to play football.
I think all three of us would, right? Would lean that direction at this point.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm leaning that way.
I mean, I'll throw this out there. I mean, I think somebody like Joe Burrow, if he thought Kyler Murray was going to leave, might have waited it out a little bit more. Because there was a connection there between him and Lincoln Riley, and who wouldn't want to play in this Oklahoma offense the way that they've been churning along here under Lincoln Riley. But I think that we all, you know, based on people we've talked to, have a sense that he's coming back. But again, you know, the one thing is that money's on the table. You still have to make the decision. And there's also the scenario out there where, you know, I mean, I asked Kyler in the spring, I said, you going to play summer ball? Because if you're a big-time guy, you go up in the Cape Cod League, which I think they're actually televising this year on FS1 or something. But if you're a big-time player, you go play summer ball, even if you don't, you don't sign. And, you know, at least as of, like, April, that was something that was still up in the air for him as well. So, I mean,
he could still
be playing both sports.
I talked with Mark about that last Friday. My one thing is whatever he needs to do, this is my opinion, but I think he owes it to himself and his team. If he's going to play football, he's got to put baseball to the side until this football season's over, because it is essential that he is there this summer. I think he'd still be the starting quarterback if he wasn't, but it is essential to go through workouts, to go through Pascelli, to just become the leader and guy who runs that offense, especially with the skill position players. And I truly believe that being in there, going through the grind of the summer workouts is a huge piece of guys seeing you do that, thrive in that role. I do think that translates and spills over onto the game field in the fall.
So I don't think there's any doubt about it.
It would be a huge mistake for him to want to get the most out of this football season to have one foot in football and one foot still in baseball this summer.
I don't think there's any doubt about what you just said. And Kyler still has to prove himself that he's that guy for those guys in the locker room. I mean,
exactly.
You know, everybody has seen the talent, but there's a difference between having the talent and being the guy to lead the team. But on the other hand, if you're doing all of what you just said, you're not getting better in baseball. And his future at the professional level, I mean, we'll see, but it's in baseball.
Then go be a baseball
today,
player. Then go be a baseball player.
And that's why I think he had, like, in talking to scouts, that's why he has a decision to make. Because it's really hard to be great in either when you're still playing both.
Awesome. Hey, Jake, always good to talk to you, man. We'll look forward to seeing you at dinner this weekend. We'll give you the right location.
Okay, sounds good. Dusty, I mean, I'll wait for the save the date. Thanks.
It'll be next week. It'll